Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When we started the show, it was what degree?
Zero, wasn't it?
One. It was 1 degree. Right now, we are all the way up to 8 degrees.
A buddy of mine in Texas just sent me a text, and apparently where I used to live in Beaumont just set an all-time new record low of 10 degrees.
Wow.
That's, you know, that's like 10 miles from the Gulf. Of America, apparently. Is that what we're calling it now? We'll leave that alone.
The Gulf.
The Gulf. Yeah. And down there, they don't have insulation in homes like we have here.
Good point.
Not as much anyway.
They have basements too?
Not many.
All right. I want to find this quarterback in a second, but I do want to remind everybody about our friend Larry Schmitz. He's a name everyone should know. He is the 2024 Browns Fan of the Year. He joined Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima at 9 o'clock this morning. You can go back and listen to the 92.3thefan.com or on the Odyssey app to hear what he had to say. Go to clevelandbrowns.com/fans/fan of the year and vote now for Larry as the ultimate Fan of the Year, the NFL Ultimate Fan of the Year. Yes, the power is in your hands. Help him out. Voting ends in February, so let's help Larry by voting him in right now, and you can continue to vote leading all the way up to the final tally. clevelandbrowns.com/fans/fan of the year. Vote for Larry Schmitz. Congratulations, Larry. Let's get you to the next level. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. You ready?
Oh, absolutely.
Here we go.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Before we get started, I want to get it going this way.
Okay.
Dan received a text from his buddy right after we teased that this is coming up.
Let's get us a quarterback.
And your buddy said what, Dan?
Buddy Gary sent me a text and it just said, will finding a quarterback be less depressing today?
The answer to that is no.
I don't know. I'm excited. It's 8 degrees.
The answer to that is no. The quarterback that we're talking about today doesn't wear the letter or the number 8. He wears the number 3. Mm. Keep in mind, we're not advocating for anybody at this point. We're just kind of saying Browns need a quarterback. These are guys who are available who might be someone who they consider.
Okay.
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 In today's little episode of Let's Find Us a Quarterback, we look at the guy who is stunningly good and stunningly blech for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. Ooh. Finishing up our look at Steelers because we did Justin Fields the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson. Russ is a free agent.
Okay.
Earlier on, I thought Russ might be one of the two most logical candidates who if you wanted to bring in a quarterback where you could just say, yep, okay, he's our starter, that takes care of it. Then they lost their last five games this year in Pittsburgh. Four in the regular season and one in the playoffs. Background on Russell Wilson, he's not young. He turns 37. He'll be 37 next season. And we know he was really good when he was in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Ran a system that really worked for him. And then it's not gone real well in quite some time. Eight-time Pro Bowl guy in Seattle. One Super Bowl. Really pretty durable. This year he played in only 11 games. It's the fewest he's played in his career. And remember, he was hitting the blocking sled early on. Got hurt in Pittsburgh. And then they started Justin Fields. Russ didn't start until week 7 in Pittsburgh. And, man, he made Mike Tomlin look really smart. As they won 6 of their first 7 starts, Russell Wilson starts. And then, and he did real well in those. In his first 7 starts, the Steelers averaged 28.4 points a game. So they had the offense cooking, right? No pun intended with, you know, let Russ cook. Then they lost their final 5 games, including a playoff game to the Ravens, and averaged 14.2 points a game in the last 5 games, and no more than 17. Sacks, he was, I'll go about even, Andy. He was sacked 37 times this year. 19 in the first 7 and 18 in the final 5 games. Now, I think you have to look bigger picture with Russell Wilson here. In the last 4 years, that includes 1 in Seattle, 2 in Denver, 1 in Pittsburgh. His record as a starting quarterback is 23-32. And that doesn't sound right, you know, because he was pretty good in Seattle. He had Pete Carroll.
Right.
And that was his last year in Seattle. Pete lasted 2 more years, then he was let go. So was Seattle sliding? Yeah, arguably it was. Then he went to Denver. He was a victim of the Nathaniel Hackett disaster as head coach. That didn't help him at all as a quarterback. Then the second year, he had Sean Payton, who had very different ideas at quarterback that didn't really include Russell Wilson. And then he goes to Mike Tomlin. So he's had 4 head coaches in his last 4 years.
Mm.
Is that part of the reason why he's 23-32? Yeah, arguably.
Yeah.
You know, Seattle was sliding. Denver wasn't good. And then first year of a rebuild with Sean Payton, and then he goes to Pittsburgh. The thing I found interesting, Pro Football Focus has him ranked as the 3rd quarterback in free agency behind Sam Darnold and Justin Fields, and said this: it's exceedingly difficult to find surefire starting quarterbacks in free agency, and Wilson is among the top options, even if age is a concern, with Wilson set to be 37. Much like there are no comparable contract situations in the history of the NFL like Wilson's heading into last season, because remember, Denver just got rid of him and paid it all, and Pittsburgh got him for a song. There really isn't a good free agency comparison for Wilson heading into 2025 either, because they listed their top 75 free agents and then listed a comp. You know, like, this guy would be like this guy was back in the day for a free agency.
What was the comp?
They didn't have anybody.
Oh.
They did not have one for Russell Wilson because they think it's such a strange situation. Now, did Russell Wilson fall off the face of the earth in the last 5 weeks, or did the Pittsburgh Steelers fall off the face of the earth in the last 5 weeks? I don't know the answer to that. Again, this is where your deep thinkers in the football office, and I don't mean the Browns, I mean anybody, they're going to have to sit back and think. Pete Carroll's the leading candidate to be the head coach with the Raiders right now.
Right.
Wonder if Pete Carroll would bring in Russ Wilson. You know, did they have a? Did it go so south with them in Seattle that wouldn't work? Or would Pete Carroll be just the guy to say, I'm bringing Russ in, and we're gonna have this for 3 years? He wants to play till he's like 40. He's already said, I want to be in the league for a while. He's pretty athletic. This year he missed some games at the beginning of the year. Other than that, he's played just about every game his entire career. So I don't think health is an issue with this guy. Level of play might be. If you're looking for a young quarterback in the draft, if you're looking for a guy, Andy, to bring in as a young free agent, Russell Wilson might be a perfect guy to bring in to be your starting quarterback next year.
Right.
And at some point, maybe transition. And could you see that being the Browns? Yeah, I could. I I think he might be the type of quarterback that would fit what Kevin Stefanski wants to do. Could be.
I could see it. Again, if the Browns opt to take a quarterback with what sits now as their top two picks, so 33-2, first pick in the second round, number two overall, then I would be more than fine with Russell Wilson coming in for a year and trying to help out whoever they decide to pick.
Or two.
That's fine, depending on how things go.
You know,
I'd be okay with
there's
that.
There's a chance he can still play. But it's weird because in seven games in Pittsburgh, he looked really pretty good. And in five games in Pittsburgh, he looked really pretty ill. They didn't score more than 17 points, Andy, in any of the last five games this year. I mean, their offense fell apart.
Yeah. Yeah, they were on the wrong side of things.
But was it their offense or was it him? If they thought it was him, I would have thought they would have gone back to Justin Fields.
Well, what will they do next year?
I would assume they go Justin Fields. And we said that when we talked about Justin. Those two are both free agents. The Steelers are going to keep one of them.
Are they?
Which one would...
I wonder if there's any chance they decide...
They go after a guy like Sam Darnold?
And just say forget it and walk away.
If I'm them, I'd...
Would you walk away from both?
You could. I
wonder how Steelers fan feels.
I think they kind of like Justin Fields. Even though they did do him what they did to him and put Russell Wilson in there as the starter. And that looked like a great move because, seriously, Andy, they were in first place. I mean, they were looking good. They won six of their first seven with Russ and then lost five straight. So I wonder what he has left. If you had to bet, would you bet that he's a starting quarterback for somebody at the beginning of next season?
Somebody who's got a young quarterback that they're waiting to make sure that they're in the waiting.
I think he's going to be somebody's starting quarterback.
I do too. Yeah, I definitely think. Would you trust him to start a game?
If absolutely.
If you knew the future was sitting on the bench, I would.
Absolutely.
I have no problem with
that. I personally think he screams Raiders, especially if Pete Carroll gets the gig, because I think Pete could live with what they did before and make that work. But if I'm the Browns, I'm considering the guy. But I also don't think that, you know, like some of the other veterans who are out there that we've talked about. And again, none of these guys are really floating anybody's boat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I get that. I understand.
You mean free agents or college?
Free agent.
I don't know anyone.
I don't think anybody's getting anybody really excited. You could say this same thing about the draft, Andy. I just don't think that any of the quarterback options out there are screaming, yes, that's the guy we have to go get. That includes a guy like Sam Darnold, as Andy waves to people who are on the other side of the glass. I like that.
Like we're in the zoo.
Yeah.
Don't feed us. Whatever you do, don't feed us. Yes.
But I think that some of these guys, and you know, we've talked about some of these guys already, Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, somebody's going to end up playing pretty well for somebody. Just figure out which guy that is and bring him in. And I think Russell Wilson probably still has some pretty good football left in him.
Does he have 17 games left in him? If he does, bring him on.
I think the last five games were more of an aberration of him not playing as well with the Steelers not producing on offense than the first seven were. I think the first seven where he was pretty good in their system might be a better indication of where he is at this point in his life, this point of his career.
But
he's been on three teams now in 4 years with four different head coaches.
Can I big picture this segment?
Yep.
We've been doing this for what, a week now, a week and a half?
Roughly.
Have we found ourselves a quarterback? Answer the big picture question.
A quarterback? No. Have we found ourselves four or five guys who might be really interesting? Yeah. Problem is, unless you take a quarterback at number two, there's no definite this is the guy. The only definite, yep, that's our guy, is if you draft somebody at two. And we'll talk more about guys who you can draft as we continue with this, but, you know, we got a long ways to go. There are still a lot of guys out there at the quarterback position who are going to need teams and opportunities next year. And some of these guys are going to pop and play pretty well.
Does Russell Wilson do anything for you? That's my question. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.